Hey everyone, welcome to Indianapolis, site of the 2018 NFL Scouting Combine. I'm Wobby, right in front of Radio Row, and this is your day one recap from the Combine. General Manager Rick Spielman made the rounds in the press conference room, talking with local reporters and national reporters who made the trip here, as well as appearing on Sirius XM NFL Radio and with Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. The main talking point for him, no decisions have been made yet at the quarterback position. The Vikings are still gathering information, gathering opinions, and they're looking forward to talking to agents of players currently on the team in advance of free agency on March 14th.
I'm sure you want me to address the quarterback situation. We feel very strongly about moving forward because of all of the in-depth knowledge we have on our current three quarterbacks, also the practical game knowledge that we have on those guys. We're always going to be looking at options in all areas to try to make sure we're finding the best fit for the Minnesota Vikings, not only on the field from a schematic standpoint, but also with the leadership of Coach Zimmer, the culture that has been established in our locker room. Just to make clear, there have been no decisions made. I know there's been 1,000 reports out there on how we're going to move forward. We will continue to evolve this process. I'll go through the meetings this week with the agents. When we get back, we'll circle back around and finalize a game plan as we go forward.
Another thing talked about today at the Combine for the Vikings was the offense, specifically continuity on the offense. Yes, there is a new offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, but Rick Spielman kept talking about how the Vikings want to carry forward into 2018 all the progress that was made in 2017.
The one thing when we went through this interview process was that we made such tremendous strides last year on offense, and we went from being one of the lowest rated offenses in the league to where we ended up. Can he just come in and implement what we're already doing and add to that instead of a whole rebuild where you have to come in and scrap your offense? All the other coaches have to learn a new language. All the players have to start over from day one, learning a new language, a new system. So during the interview process, Coach DeFilippo explained that, you know, there's a lot of positives that we did last year on offense. And he's got a very similar background, I think, to Pat Shurmur. And so bringing in some new, fresh ideas just to implement what we already have in place, I think, will pay huge dividends for us.
One of the bright spots and a point of improvement for the Vikings on offense in 2017 was the running game. The additions of Dalvin Cook and Latavius Murray were primary in that improvement. Rick Spielman talked about the contributions that both of those backs made to the 2017 team and sounded optimistic about both for 2018.
They're two different styles of backs, and I think when you have the ability to have different types of backs on your roster, it also gives the defense a little bit more to game plan for. I think the coaching staff can be a little bit more creative and on how they use those backs in certain situations. I think Latavius did an unbelievable job for us last year. He led our team in explosive runs last year once Dalvin got hurt. Also, I think we were one of the tops in the league in third down, fourth down, and one situations. Also, much better success with the when we were in goal line situations as well. And I know that was an area that we needed to improve on. I think with the combination of him and the combination of our offensive line that we redid last year, that made a significant difference in our success in those areas.
And one of our favorite things to do here at the Combine is catch up with some of the NFL analysts that are walking around the convention center and the hallways. One of them was Stacy Dales, our friend who covered a lot of Vikings games in 2017. So we caught up with her to get her recap of our season and talk about what she thinks is ahead for the Vikings in 2018. She does a pretty good job of selling some hope.
I mean, what, you got to be drooling if you're a free agent quarterback like Kirk Cousins to play, plug me in, and we can go win a Super Bowl right now because that defense is going to be good next year too.
That sounds pretty good. You sold that really well.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm unbiased as a national reporter. However, when you're around teams enough culturally, and what this staff has done culturally is really special. Mike Zimmer, it starts with him. This is, the term brotherhood. This is a special locker room. It's one of the best locker rooms I've been in my career covering the NFL in 10 years. And I think it transcends next season.
All right, that's it for day one from the NFL Scouting Combine. We will have more for you tomorrow on day two. That will include head coach Mike Zimmer making the rounds in the media center. That will include his press conference. For more coverage of the 2018 NFL Scouting Combine, including articles and interviews from Radio Row, stay tuned to Vikings.com.